Chapter 1, Book of Jonah, chapter 1. And as we get into our text here tonight, I'll recite a little bit of what I went over this morning. But I want to get into a new part of our text this evening, Jonah chapter 1. And I entitled this message, Nevertheless, the Men Rode. Nevertheless, the Men Rode. Jonah chapter 1. And, you know, sometimes in life we understand the difficulties that we face and the challenges that are ahead. And we may even know the reason why that we are facing the challenges, but yet instead of really doing anything about it, we really just try to make it with the challenge in the ship. And I think that's what we can kind of see what these guys were doing here in Jonah chapter 1. And you know, sometimes we can make things more difficult and harder on ourselves by not just getting rid of that which we need to get rid of in our life. And that's what these men were doing. Nevertheless, the men rode. And let's begin here. Let's start out in about verse 8 of Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1 and verse 8. And I entitled this message, Nevertheless, the men rode. Jonah chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? And what is thy country, and what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. And then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew, that's important to know tonight, for the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. And then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm to us? For the sea wrought, and was tempestuous. And he said to them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so the sea shall be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. And wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. And lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. And so they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. As we understand, of course, we can see through this, and we kind of ran over a lot of it this morning. We can see that Jonah, he's on the run from God, and he's been in the ship. And of course, God sent the storm. We've seen that that was a part of God's grace and a part of his love and a part of his mercy, really to get Jonah's attention. He didn't want Jonah going any further out. He didn't want him to go further than what he was planning on going. He had a desire to bring him back. He didn't want him to go to Tarsus. That was Jonah's idea. But he wanted Jonah to come back. And so he sent this storm into the midst. And we understand, as we said this morning, it didn't just affect Jonah, but affected these other men that were in the ship as well. And so as they figure out what's going on, and they begin to pray, each man to their own gods, and they begin to ask questions, they find Jonah, he's in the bottom of the ship, and he's asleep. And the Bible says in verse 10 that the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord. They wanted to know why this terrible storm. And so the Bible says the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord. And they also was told what it is that they needed to do. There in verse 12, he said, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, and so shall the sea be calm unto you. But you know what? It's very interesting that there in verse 13, we see that nevertheless the men rowed. What I find interesting about that is that the fact that these men knew what it is that they needed to get rid of that would bring peace and calmness into their life. But one of the things that they did was they kept that in the boat, which is Jonah. They kept him in the boat, even though they were facing some difficult times in their life. And I think that, you know, sometimes we do the same. You know, we go throughout life and we say, you know, and in our minds, we may not want to admit it to anyone else or say anything to anybody else about it, but in our minds, we say, you know what, we know what it is in our own hearts and minds. You know what, this weight that I have in my life, or this besetting sin, or whatever you want to call it, whatever it is, I could really get along better in my life if it wasn't for this. If it wasn't for this one particular thing, if it wasn't for this sin, or if it wasn't for this one particular thing in my life, I could really do a whole lot better in my Christian life than what I am doing. And there in verse 12, the Bible says, he told them, he says, Take me up, cast me into the sea, and the sea shall be calm unto you. Oftentimes in life, we know what the answer to the problem is.
We need to cast off the weight, the sin that easily besets us, get rid of the weights in our life. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, talks about the Christian running his Christian race. And as we run this Christian race, we understand that there are things in life that hinder us in that race. Sometimes it's a besetting sin. Sometimes it's just things that become weights in our life that because we don't get rid of it, what it does is it hinders us from being able to complete the race or finish the race or run the race as God would need us to or as we would like to. And here, right here in our text, I think we can see these men right here, they have they're trying to sail on the Tarsus, they're trying to go on their merry way, but yet here they are confronted with this terrible storm. They know what it is that they need to do to stop the storm. They know what they need to do to make everything calm down. But nevertheless, even though they know it, the Bible says there in verse 13, nevertheless the men rowed. Nevertheless the men rowed, and the Bible didn't say they rowed softly. The Bible says that they rowed hard. They're out there in the midst of this sea, and they're told what the answer to the problem is. They're told what is it they need to do. But instead of casting Jonah out, what they do is they sit there and they just keep rowing. They keep rowing, they keep rowing, they keep rowing. And they're doing everything they can to stay afloat. They're doing everything they can to keep moving forward. But we see that the Bible tells us there in verse 13 that they rowed hard. They did everything they could to bring it to the land, but the Bible says they could not. I think there's a lot of people that are out here tonight that are doing everything they can to bring their ship into the land, doing everything they can to get to point A to point B, and they know that they know that maybe the direction that they're going isn't right. They know what they got in the ship isn't right. They know they need to fix it. They know they need to work on it. But yet, because for whatever reason, maybe we like the idea of what's in the ship. We don't want to get rid of it. Maybe we are attached to it so much to such a degree that we find ourselves it becomes a difficult problem to really cast it out of the ship. Whether it's an addiction or whether we are just attached to it, we our hearts are knit to it. They knew what they needed to do to fix it, but yet instead of fixing it, instead of getting rid of it, instead of doing what they knew would bring calmness and peace into their life, they kept it in the ship. They kept Jonah in the boat. The Bible says that they knew they were in verse 10. The men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord. They heard the solution. They heard the solution. Verse 12, he says, "Take me up and cast me into the sea, and so shall the sea be calm to you." They knew what they need to do. They knew the cause. They knew the reason. They knew exactly what they needed to do. But instead of doing what they knew they needed to do, they kept the problem in the ship, and they did everything they could to try to get to Tarsus on their own strength. They did everything they could to try to keep sailing, to keep going on their voyage with the sin inside the ship. I tell you what, there's a lot of people, I think, as well. They're doing everything they can to try to even serve God, doing everything they can to try to live their life with sin in the ship, doing everything they can to try to get from point A to point B, doing everything they can to try to get to the land, doing everything they can to get to safety, doing everything they can to on their own strength to get to peace, on their own strength to get to comfort. And you know what? It is fleeting. It never happens. And they do everything they can. They're out there in the boat, and they're rowing, and they're rowing, and they're rowing. And the Bible says that these men were rowing hard. This was a difficult situation. This was a hard time. I mean, this wasn't something they were just out there, and they were just fishing out on fair seas, and it was a beautiful, sunshiny day. No, these men, they were struggling. These men were having a hard time. These men were going through a difficult situation, and they knew the answer to the problem. They knew exactly what they needed to do. But instead of doing what they knew what they needed to do, they did everything they could to keep Jonah right there in the ship. And the Bible says there in verse 12, he says, "Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea become unto you." But the Bible says in verse 13, nevertheless the men rowed. They didn't want to get rid of that which they knew was giving them a hard time. They didn't want to get rid of that which they knew that was taking away their peace. They didn't want to get rid of that which they knew was taking away their comfort. They didn't want to get rid of that which that was in the ship that they knew that was going that was hindering them in their journey in life. They didn't want to get rid of it. And I think there's a lot of people in tonight. in churches, I believe, all across America, and just lost folks at home as well, just people all over the world tonight that have things in their ship tonight, that have these things in their boat. They know that their life would be different without it. They know that they can have peace and calmness, and they know that things would be so much different if they didn't have these things in their life. They know that it without a shadow of a doubt, but yet instead of getting rid of these things and tossing these things out of the ship, what they decide to do is they decide to do everything they can to live their life. They decide to do everything they can to try to get to land with these things inside of the ship. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says there in verse 13 that these men tried. The Bible says they rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. For the sea roared and was tempestuous against them. Lots of people tonight that are trying to make it on their own. Lots of people tonight that have these sins in their life or these things inside the boat that they know is going to sink the boat, that they know is going to be contrary to their life, that they know is going to hinder their fellowship with God. But yet instead of throwing that out the boat, they're doing everything they can to still try to make it, doing everything they can to still try to live their Christian life, doing everything they can to still try to serve God, doing everything they can to still try to raise their hands up to the Lord and sing and pray and teach and whatever else that we do to serve God, but yet we got these things inside the ship that is keeping us from really fulfilling and being that which God needs us to be. And we got these things right here, and the Bible says there in verse 13, nevertheless the men rowed. They knew what the issue was, they knew what the problem was, but instead of casting Jonah out of the ship, instead of getting rid of the problem, instead of doing what they knew what they needed to do, they just kept trying. And they kept trying, and they kept trying. And I know there's a lot of people, as I look at verse 13, I know, there's a lot of people, you know, they go to church every Sunday. They're there Wednesday night, they're there Sunday morning, Sunday school, Sunday morning for the worship service, Sunday night. They're involved in everything that takes place in churches all across America. Listen, they love the Lord, and they're good servants and all these things. But yet, in spite of all of that, they're still struggling on the inside. They're still fighting on the inside. And they still haven't gotten to that place where they desire to be with God. And the reason why that is because they got all these things inside the boat that don't need to be there. And they know good and well they need to get it out. But for whatever reason, because they're so attached to it, and because they love it, or because they have such a hard time getting rid of it, it continues to be a hindrance in their life. Lots of folks out there that are very discouraged, and lots of folks out there that I can see there in verse 13 that have a desire to quit and have a desire to give up. Lots of folks out there, they're trying and they're trying and they're trying, and they're rowing hard and they're rowing hard and they're rowing hard, and they're doing everything they can to make it. They're doing everything they can to make it work out. They're doing everything they can to get to the land. They're doing everything they can to get there. But regardless of how hard they row, regardless of how much effort they put into it, regardless of how much strength they put into it, they're not able to make it. And the Bible says that these men right here, they could not make it. It was too hard for them. Nevertheless, the men rowed. Even though it was difficult and even though it was challenging. Listen, I'm not saying we just definitely don't quit and give up just because things are difficult. But I'm just trying to get us to see tonight that, listen, we got things sometimes that's in our spiritual life. We got some things that sometimes it's in our ship that's keeping us from getting to the land, that's keeping us from getting to where God needs us to be, that's a hindrance in our life. And we know we need to get it out, but for whatever reason, we won't do it. And because we won't do it, it continues to give us a hard time. It continues to hinder us. And day after day after day after day, we fight it and we battle and we fight it and we battle it. And listen, there are some battles and some fights we just don't need to fight anymore. If we would just cast the stuff out of the boat, we wouldn't have that fight. If we would just throw the stuff out of the boat, if we would just kick it out. Listen, these guys over here, notice what happened over there. Look over, what is it? Let me find the verse. There, verse 5, the Bible says that the mariners were afraid, and they cried every man to his God, and they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. Now, these men, they didn't have any problem casting out everything else, but when it came to casting out that which they knew they needed to get rid of, they couldn't do it. They didn't have a problem casting out some of these other things. They didn't have a problem casting out the wares of the ship, the things that they knew that they needed in their life, the things that they knew they needed to survive. They didn't have a problem throwing any of that stuff out, but whenever it came to getting rid of Jonah, they couldn't do it. When it came to getting rid of what they knew without a shadow of a doubt was the problem of the situation. When it came to getting rid of what they knew was hindering them, what they knew was keeping them from being what they needed to be for God. When it came down to that, they could not do it. But if they would have just got rid of that, if they would have just thrown Jonah out, if he had done what he told them to do there in verse 12, then there would have been a calm unto them. The Bible says in verse 12, he says, take me up, cast me into the sea, and there shall be a calm unto you. Listen, there's a lot of people tonight that are fighting battles that are just unnecessary. There's no need in going the next day and continuing to keep rowing. There's no need in going to bed tonight, still rowing. There's no need to start the day tomorrow morning, starting off the week, a work week anyways, still rowing and trying to fight and battle to make it to the other side on your own strength, on your own willpower, when you know good and well, just like I do, that if we just throw these things out of the boat that we don't need, things will be a whole lot better. Listen, some of the discouragements and some of the battles and some of the challenges that we're facing and going through in life, some of them can be over quicker than what we think. We just won't get rid of it. We just won't throw it out. And I guess maybe perhaps that's part of where the battle is that we know we talk about it. It sounds easy. Oh, just throw it out of the ship. Just throw it out of the ship. But I tell you what, there's a lot of things that people are clung to, a lot of things that people are addicted to. There's a lot of things that's hindering a lot of people that are in their boats tonight, that it sounds easy, just toss it out. Sounds easy, just get rid of it. But therein is where the battle lies. They can't get rid of it. Let me say that. It's not that they can't get rid of it. It's to say just don't have a desire to put into it what they need to do to get rid of it. Listen, God can help us do anything. Amen. There's some things, listen, we can't do on our own, but if we have a desire to toss some things out of the ship, and even though we may not be able to do it in our own strength and might, there's a God in heaven that can do all things. Amen. There's lots of things in life that for us in our physical bodies, we're facing some hard times and challenges and whatever it could be, and all different kinds of addictions, and maybe we've tried to pick it up. Maybe we've tried to heave it over, and we failed time and time and time and time and time again. But listen, I'm telling you what, we have a God that can do all things. We have a Jesus, as the song says, that never fails. And if we'll just keep calling on Him, and we'll keep trusting in Him, and we'll just be obedient to what He wants us to do, I believe that God in heaven will come through. I believe He'll help us. I believe He'll give us strength. But because we decide not to get rid of the things in our life that we know that we need to get rid of, we spend our time there in verse 13, rowing. The Bible says, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. They couldn't do it in their own strength. The Bible says, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous unto them. So much so that we get down to verse 14 and notice what happens. The Bible says, wherefore they cried unto the Lord. Listen, that's the greatest person they can cry out to. But what I find interesting is there in verse 14, the Bible says, wherefore they cried unto the Lord. See that? Capital L-O-R-D. We're talking about the God of heaven. We're talking about the living God. Listen, these men aren't just crying out to their own gods anymore. Now they're crying out to the God of heaven. They're crying out to the one that can do something about the situation. Man, I tell you what, you bring a little storm sometimes, and ain't no telling what God will do in the midst of it. Listen, as we said this morning, sometimes God brings it to get our attention. Sometimes God brings this thing because He's demonstrating His love and His mercy and grace. And I can guarantee you this, I don't just think, Jonah we see as the center picture of it all in this story right here. But I believe, as we said this morning, listen, there's a bigger picture to it than just Jonah. God don't believe was just trying to work in Jonah's life. Listen, God cared about all those other men on that ship too that were crying out to all those false gods. God cared just about as much as those men as He did Jonah right here. God cared as much about these men and their destination and where they were going and how they were living and the God that they cried out to, just like He cared about Jonah, how he wasn't following Him like he was supposed to. Listen, God cared about every single one of them, and we find right here that because Jonah was going in the wrong direction, that God began to manifest Himself and show Himself, and these men then began to cry out unto the Lord. But I think we can also see there in verse 14, the Bible says, wherefore they cried unto the Lord. And I tell you what, we keep these things in our life that we know we need to get rid of, but we won't get rid of it. We'll throw everything else away. We'll get rid of everything else that we know is needful. We'll get rid of everything else that we know needs to stay in the ship instead of getting rid of that which we know don't belong in it. We'll get rid of everything else that we know needs to stay in the boat. But that which we know doesn't belong in it, that which we know we need to get rid of, that one thing is what we'll keep. The one thing that's going to sink us, we'll keep in there. But the other things that we need to sustain life and get us along through life, oh, we'll just keep those things around. The Bible says there in verse 14, wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee. I think there in verse 14, one of the things that we can also see
Is it there in verse 14? These men, they began to cry unto the Lord. They had gotten themselves into this place, in this position. The Bible says that these men were rowing, and they were rowing hard. And because they were going through this difficult time, going through this difficult situation, the Bible says they began to cry out unto the Lord. They had gotten themselves into a place to where, of course, they knew they couldn't do it on their own. They began to realize and understand the battle was too fierce for them, and they began to cry out unto the Lord. But I dare say that I think that's exactly where God needed them to be. To get them into a place where they would cry out unto Him. To get them into a place because they were so busy going through life. Jonah, he was busy doing everything he could to get away from God. These other men over here, they were busy serving their own false gods. They were busy going to Tarshish. They were busy doing all these things. But lo and behold, God, knowing who every single one of these men are, and knowing that he had one man on there that needed to get himself right with God, knowing that he had other men on there that needed to get saved, and God brought them all together and revealed Himself to them all in the midst of this storm. And there in verse 14, they cried unto the Lord, and God brought every single one of those men to a place where they would cry out to Him. And He said, and the Bible says in verse 14, He says, "And we beseech Thee, O Lord, we beseech Thee." They were begging, they were crying out to God, they were begging there on that ship as things were bad, the ways were terrible, and they thought everything was going to break apart, they thought they was all going to die. Notice He says in verse 14, He says, "We beseech Thee, let us not perish for this man's life." I mean, they thought they was all going to die. And perhaps they were almost willing to get to the place where they all would, just because they was willing to keep that in the book that they knew didn't need to be there. I'm telling you, in our Christian life, as we journey in our Christian life, it would do us well to sometimes, I think, to sometimes do a check. Yeah, sometimes do a check. And you ever been at work and you did a inventory? And you do inventory. I mean, and we all love doing the inventory. And when you do the inventory, what do? You look, you start checking off and you're counting. Okay, we got this. We got this much of it. We have this right here. And you sit back and you get done. After you look at everything, you're looking at what all you got. And then you begin to evaluate everything that you have. I think sometimes in our Christian life it would do us good every once in a while to sit back and do an inventory of our life. This is what I have. Whether good or bad, right? Now when you do inventory, that's exactly what you're doing, right? You're just doing an inventory. You're going to count that which is good. You're going to count that which was bad. That doesn't belong. That which maybe is overdue. That which is here by mistake. Whatever it could be. It's there. You're going to count it. And when you get done with it, you're going to look at it and you're going to say, "Okay, I don't need this, I don't need this, I don't need this. I got too much of this, I got too much of that. I need to get rid of this, get rid of that." And you do an inventory of your life. I think it would do well for every Christian at some point in their life to sit back and do an inventory of themselves. To do an inventory of themselves. And Jonah here, he was in this ship. These men, what they needed to do is they needed to do an inventory. They had done got rid of everything that they really needed. But yet what they did was they kept that which they didn't need. They kept that which was still continuing to destroy the ship. They kept that in their life which was still hindering them in their journey. That they kept. And it ended up bringing them to a place where they began to cry out to the Lord. Perhaps if they'd been done an inventory, maybe if we'd have done inventories in our life, and we begin to look at ourselves and say, "Okay, this needs to go, and this needs to go, and this. Oh, I didn't even know this is here." Because that's part of what doing an inventory is all about. You do an inventory, and you begin to see evidence of things that are there that don't need to be there. Evidence of things that, hey, how'd this get here? I don't know how that got there. What's this doing here? And we don't even need this. That's part of what the inventory is. And when we do an inventory in our spiritual life, I bet we would all probably, if every man sit here tonight and he went home and he thought about himself, he thought about his spiritual life, and he just began to do a spiritual inventory of his own self, he'd probably be amazed at how many things he'd realize are in the ship that I don't really need. All the things that are in the boat that are hindering me from getting from point A to point B. All the things that are taking up my time or taking up my finances or taking up my resources or taking up my time with God, taking up my time with my spouse or my time with my kids or my time with everything else. I mean, if we was to do a spiritual inventory of our life and got rid of that which we need to get rid of, it would probably do us all some good at some point. And we can see Jonah here. He was in the ship, and he was there, and these men that needed to get rid of, they needed to get rid of Jonah, but instead of getting rid of him, they got rid of everything else, and they continued to row. There in verse 13, the Bible says, nevertheless, the men rowed. Eventually, of course, they did. They cast Jonah out. The Bible says in verse 15, they took up Jonah. They cast him forth in the sea. And notice what happened. And the sea ceased from her raging. Man, I tell you what, isn't that something? They did. They did exactly what they, when they did exactly what they were told to do, the Bible says that the sea ceased from its raging. There in verse 15. So they took up Jonah. They cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. There was a calmness and a comfort that was brought in. Just like that. There was a calmness and a comfort that was brought in. I mean, immediately. I mean, as soon as they got rid of what they knew didn't need to be there, there was a calmness that came in. And I think that's exactly what, as Christians, as God's people, that maybe we need to do sometimes in our life, is take an inventory of what needs to be there, an inventory of what doesn't need to be there. What is keeping me from getting to the land? What is keeping me from fulfilling that which God needs me to fulfill? If it doesn't belong here, it's causing me problems, and if it's tearing down the ship, if it's destroying my family, if it's destroying my marriage, if it's separating me and my kids, if it's bringing down my church, if it's tearing apart my community, if it's ruining my nation, then maybe we don't need it. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, the devil will do everything he can to try to convince you that you need it, but I tell you what, you know why? Because he doesn't care if your ship falls apart. The devil wants to see you out there rowing. He wants to see you out there having a hard time. He wants to see you out there in difficulty and challenge. But God has a desire for you to get to a different place. God has a desire for things to be different in your life. But they knew the answer. They knew what they needed to do. But the Bible says in verse 13, nevertheless, the men rowed. Let us not go to bed tonight knowing what the answer to the problem is and still say, you know what, I'm just going to keep rowing. I'm just going to keep making it hard on myself. I just like being out here, and I like wearing myself out. I like wearing myself thin. I like the idea that everything's falling apart. I like the idea that the ship's about to sink. I like the idea of that. How many of you here tonight would say, I honestly would admit to everything that I have, that I like the idea of doing all those things? You'd say, that's insane. But yet I guarantee you there'll be lots of people that'll go to bed tonight, and they know the answer to the problem, but they'll still keep rowing tonight. And they'll wake up in the morning and they'll keep on rowing. And they'll wake up Tuesday morning and they'll still be rowing. They'll wake up Wednesday morning and they'll still be rowing. And they'll do it all week. They'll do it all next week. They'll do it the rest of the month. And they'll finish out the rest of the year doing everything they can to get to where God wants them to be on their own strength. And it's not going to happen. The Bible says that these men, they knew the answer, they knew the solution, they knew where the peace and calmness would come from. But nevertheless, the men rowed. Till finally there came a moment where they came to their senses. They took Jonah up, they cast him into the sea, and once they did, the Bible says the sea ceased from her raging. And God has such a desire to bring that peace and calmness into our life, I believe, with all my heart. In verse 16, the Bible says, and the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. So as we close out the service tonight, I just want us to think about what we're rowing against. Nevertheless, the men rowed. Nevertheless, the men rowed. What challenges are we still facing? What is it that is in our life that we're not willing to get rid of? What is that that's in our life that we're not willing to cast out of the ship? What is it that's in our life that we're going to decide to try to keep there as long as we can, even though we're going to get rid of everything else that we know is right and good? But yet we're going to keep that inner life which we know is going to harm us, that which we know is going to destroy our family, that which we know is going to hinder our fellowship with God, that which we know is sinful in our life, but yet we're going to keep that in the boat. What is it? As we do a spiritual inventory, each man has to examine his own self and figure out what that is. But as we do that tonight, let us all make sure we go to bed this evening thinking to ourselves, if there's anything in my life that consists of this, if there's anything in my life that I know doesn't need to be there, then God, as I do a spiritual inventory of my life, God, I'm asking that you put your finger on that one thing or that two things, whatever, how many things it may be, that is keeping me from getting to the land. Those things that I wake up in the morning and fight and battle and every single day, God, help me to overcome those things.
And you might be saying, as we said already, preacher, I've done everything I can to get this out of the ship. I've done everything I can to throw it out. I can't do it on my own strength. But listen, I'll tell you what, I'm thankful that I serve a God that says we have the faith the grain of a mustard seed. We can say that mountain be removed from hence. And the Bible says it'll be plucked up from the sea. It'll be plucked up from the ground and cast into the sea. And I'm just telling you tonight that if we'll just trust God, man, I know it's labor sometimes. I know it's difficult sometimes. But you just keep trusting God. You keep believing in God. You keep trusting in God. And God will give us the strength. God will give us the victory. I believe it with all my heart. I believe it with all my heart. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. If I could get someone to come play the piano gently for me as we get ready to leave this evening. As we open up the altar tonight, maybe it is that you're here this evening. You just want to come and sit at the altar and just pray. It could be about challenges. It could be about certain things in your life. Sometimes these things are spiritual that are in our life that are keeping us from getting from point A to point B. Sometimes these things are actually material and possessional, things that we can touch and see. Some they're things of this world. Sometimes. I wonder if maybe it could be people that are in our life. The Bible says that a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Sometimes there are just things in our life that we just don't need to surround ourselves with that help to bring discouragement. It could be that as we gather around the altar tonight and we're just praying and we're just saying, God, I know what it is in my life. God, I know what it is that's keeping me from fulfilling that which you desire me to do. God, I understand what it is. I see what it is. God, give me the strength tonight to cast it out of the ship. Lord, give me the strength tonight to get it out of the boat. I know I've tried before, but God, give me the strength tonight. Get it out of the ship. Listen, it don't matter how old you are. We all have battles and things we struggle with. You may just want to come to the altar tonight and just pray about any host of things that God's just laid on your heart to pray about. It may not have anything to do with the message tonight at all, but you just want to come up here and pray. God, just impress it upon your heart. This is what I want you to do. Just come up here and talk to me about it. Just come to the altar and pour your heart out to me. Let's reason together. You make sure tonight that you recite verses and remember the things that God has said in His Word that we stand strong on. Verses that we all can easily pronounce and say within our hearts and minds. Such as greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't let these things just become recital things that just come out of our mouth with no feeling and no power behind it, but you say it and you repeat it. You quote that verse. Understand the power that's behind it. Understand that it's the God of heaven that lives and dwells inside of you tonight. That will give you the strength to have the victory over that which you need victory over. And every single one of us here tonight has something that we need to be victorious over. And the devil knows what it is. He'll do everything he can to talk you into keeping that in the boat as long as he can. But whatever's in the ship tonight that don't belong there, make sure you get rid of it. There's no need getting up in the morning rowing hard. When we know that there's a God in heaven that can give us the strength and everything that we need to cast it out of the ship. There's no need to suffer with it. There's no need to allow it to have that vantage place in our life any longer. There's no need to walk out those doors carrying it with us once again tonight. We pray and ask God this evening. We believe in our hearts, God, give me the strength to cast out of my ship the things that don't need to be there. I desire the peace. I desire the calmness. I desire, Lord, a comfort that only you can give. Lord, please help me tonight to get it out of the ship. It can be so many different things. Our spirits can be troubled by a host of things. As we said this morning, unforgiveness, bitterness of soul, whatever it could be. We're fighting it, we're struggling with it, but you don't have to any longer. Give it to Him. As we run through this last verse, just let God speak to your heart about it. Amen. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Lord's been good. It's been a good day. And let's be dismissed in prayer. Everybody stay safe as you go home tonight. I am going to go to the back just for a couple of moments. Finish up some of that cake. If you want to hang out with me for a moment, help me get rid of it. I ain't going to argue with you. That's for sure. All right. Well, let's be dismissed tonight. Now, Brother Mackey, would you dismiss us, please?